other. Remember, we do love you madly. Until next week, so long.
Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
On Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
another reprise. Hell, hell's over surprise. This is the moment you fear, repeating every day for a year. You don't suspect yourself, you go collect some help. Stars like to act like themselves. Stars like to act like themselves. Pirates take my war on the state. Pirates take my comfort from the Yanks. Everybody's burning and worshiping trash. Rise like a Kleenex from the ash. Everybody's learning to discern the cash. Everybody wants a lot more cash.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts with you for the next hour. We just heard The Bundles. They're a new band. Well, not that new. They've been around for several years, but this is their first album. They're a bit of a supergroup made up of Kimya Dawson, formerly of the Moldy Peaches, and Jeffrey Lewis. And their new record is coming out on Tuesday on K Records. The song that we just heard was Pirates Declare War. And at the very top, we heard a show promo by No Kids. The lead singer, main songwriter dude of No Kids is a guy named Nick Kurgovich. Listeners to the show will be very familiar with him. I talk about him all the time. I interviewed him recently about his new project called Gigi. It's kind of a girl group, back to mono, sort of Motown-y type project. So the second half of the show will be devoted to an interview with him. Coming up, we have a band that's kind of mysterious. Don't know too much about them. I downloaded their album, or a 7-inch that they have. They're called Cults. The song is called Go Outside, and it's I really like it. It's kind of part of that dreamy pop that Mexican Summer and other labels like that are putting out. And after that, we're going to hear another kind of dreamy pop song. It's called California Shakedown by Pearl Harbor. Okay, here we go.
But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living this treacherous.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Thank you.
Great. That was Pearl Harbor from their new 7-inch, Wish We Were There, Wish We Were Here. The song California Shakedown. Next up, a band called Secret Cities. They have a new album out called Pink Graffiti, and this is the title track. And after that, some Fan Death. Fan Death is made up of Dandy Wind and her friend. Dandy Wind won Shindig a couple years ago. I think she won Shindig. No, she didn't win, but she should have. And they're going to be playing a show at the venue tomorrow night, Friday, night of the million shows. So let's give them a listen. But first off, here is Secret Cities.
Thank you.
That was Fan Death from their EP, A Coin for the Well, with the song Power Surge. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts with you for about another half hour or so. Shows happening soon. Tomorrow night, so many. Apollo Ghost, Fine Mist, MT40, Coben, Fanshawe, and Boogie Monster are all playing at the Biltmore tomorrow night. That's a fundraiser for Discorder Magazine. It is going to be insanely good. There's also going to be a silent auction and other things, so definitely check that out if it's your thing. Also tomorrow night, Like Animals Again, The Barcelona Chair, and We Just Stole a Car at Little Mountain. That's all ages. Chain and the Gang are playing with the Strange Boys and Cosmetics at the Media Club, and Fandeath and Little Boots are playing at Venue, and up here at UBC, the Cave Singers are going to be playing with Duchess and the Duke. What a crazy, crazy night! Such a bummer! All those great shows, same night. And Bashya Bulut is playing as well, for you folkies out there. Sunday night, the Smith Westerns are playing at the Media Club. On the 10th, Greenbelt Collective are playing with Bad Fate and Michael LeRoy at Little Mountain. Again, that's an all-ages show. On the 12th, next Friday, Hello Blue Roses are playing with Nick Hergovich at Fuse, which is at the Vancouver Art Gallery. It's sort of a 6 to midnight kind of thing. And on the 14th, Diplo and Paul Devereaux are at Venue. Later on in the month, on the 31st, Think About Life from Montreal are at the Media Club. Just announced Adam Green at the Media Club on April 1st. Pierced Arrows are playing with Lullaby Orchestra at the Biltmore on the 3rd. And Surfer Blood are playing on the 5th of April with Turbo Fruits at the Biltmore. That will be so good. Surfer Blood, great stuff. All right, now we're going to listen to an interview I did with Nick Hergovich in a coffee shop on Broadway. About Gigi, the new collaboration he has with Colin Stewart of the Hive Recording Studios and like dozens of other musicians. It's a really fantastic project, and I've mixed in a bunch of the songs from the album in here, so that'll give you a sense of what we're talking about. So here it is. Here's my interview with Nick. If you are interested as well, it's the it's in the new issue Discorder, so pick that up. It's on newsstands now. Here we go.
Nice tea sounds.
Yeah.
So yeah, the album's about to come out pretty soon. Feeling about the album now that's out?
It's been finished for about a year, so maybe even longer. So I'm just happy that it's going to be available and people can listen to it finally.
Yeah. I've heard rumors that it was that people have heard some form of this album like up to 3 or 4 years ago. What took so long?
I think the bulk of it was finished in maybe 2006.
Okay.
And then I ended up singing about like 70% of it.
Right.
But I always envisioned different singers stepping in for each song. But I was just the only dude around it during the first initial recording sessions that sang or knew the songs. So it kind of dawned on me, like, it just sat there half finished or mostly finished for a while, and then we'd work on it a little bit, and then it would sit again, and then I'd write a new song that I think would work, and we just slowly chipped away at it. But then I thought it would be a good idea to replace all my vocals with guests, special guests.
Other than a chorus, you only sing on one song?
Yeah, well, that one song was recorded live to two tracks, so like even if we wanted to take my voice out, it would be very hard to remove.
So you were stuck on that one track.
Uh-huh.
I know there's a bunch of heavy hitters that you brought in for this record. Who are some of the people that are on the record?
Well, one of my favorite singers in the universe is Katie Eastburn. She had a band called Young People, and who were fantastic. So I'm really happy that she's on there. I don't know. It was mainly just friends, you know, or people that I thought might be into doing it. I don't know.
Under a blue and white beach umbrella, sitting pretty, waiting on a fella who I'm fairly sure be a no-show, no-show. So I pack up my things and trudge home, clasping my clutch down the avenues. I know every tramp casting every shadow, shadow. Don't know why I'm singing this song with tears in my eyes. I'm sure you've got my number, suppose I'm saving my surprise for when you call. This night won't matter at all. Tell me, baby, why'd you go and let me down again? And just because my heart can take it, does not mean you should go out of your way to break it. Oh.
Out of town, like when they'd be touring, would you just invite them over and record their tracks?
No, none of those tracks were recorded at the Hive. I'd just email them an instrumental track, they'd record their vocals and send it back, and then we'd plop it in.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And the name Metna, mm-hmm. what was the and Gigi in general, what's the French connection?
The Gigi started in about 2005, and that was right when Piano, my old band, released Brigadoon, which is named after a Lerner and Lowe musical. And we had the initial two songs that we recorded, and I was burning them onto a disc for somebody. And Colin always just referred to it as the girl group recordings, and so I couldn't quite bring myself to writing girl group, being that literal, on the CD. So I was like, I just put an acronym, like Gigi, and then I was like, Gigi. It was just kind of like Lerner and Lowe. I don't know, it made sense at the time. And then I just vaguely remember Julia, my bandmate, going, hopping in my car, and we were talking about what we should call the album. This is probably in 2006, and she's like, it should be something French, like Maintenant. And I was like, that's perfect. So it was very, and it's haphazard, but it makes a lot of sense.
And which were the two tracks that were the first ones you recorded?
The first and last one on the album, so Know My Heart Will Go On, and 'Neath the Streetlights.
And who's the artist that is? It's a photograph on the front cover. Who did that?
It's Jamie Tlagson. He lives in Victoria, I think. I think he's lived in Vancouver for a time too, and I don't know, he's friends of friends, or I've sort of known him for years. I used to talk to him at the Sugar Refinery about movies. But he has he used to have a blog with a lot of his photos on it. I'm a fan, and the photo that we ended up using, I've always been into it, so I was glad we could, appropriate it for this. Yeah.
And I've heard that the genesis of the project came from Colin finding something called platters that give it that motet, or that mono sound. What are platters? And
they were they're reverb units, like huge plate reverbs. I don't know. I don't know how he got them. Or he got two. One was huge, and one was not as huge. I mean, I don't know anything about it. He was really. It's a big. As far as I know, it's a big piece of sheet metal or something, and you send the signal to it, and it rattles and reverberates. I don't know.
So it's like when the drums and the piano have that kind of vibey, Motown kind of.
I heard recently that the reverb in Motown recordings was the bathroom. Like they'd send all the signal to the bathroom and record the reverb
in that little house in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the.
Thank you.
like collaborating with Colin? I guess you've recorded with him a bunch, but it seemed like this was a deeper collaboration.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was sort of. We needed a practical way to frame this whole thing when it turned into an album, and that was going to be something that was going to be released. So, like, I don't know. It just seemed like the thing, because it's certainly not a band, but we didn't want it to be so open-ended that it was just a thing, so we kind of had to figure out a way to present it in a way that sort of makes sense. So it's songwriter, producer, you know, working together.
Is it something you'd consider performing live, or is it definitely a studio-only project?
I'd like to at some point, but it's a bit of a... just might be a bit of a logistical nightmare. And the situation would have to be right. But it would be fun to do. And it might at some point, but for the time being, it's just a recording.
And were these songs that you had before at all, were they written specifically for like a girl group mono type?
Yeah, they're all written specifically for this album. Mainly, I'd say like 75% of it was written in the winter of 2006, so it's the winter of 2010 right now. Yeah. But yeah, it was specific. They were all specific.
Well, how did it differ from writing songs? I mean, you have a whole bunch of different projects. What's different about Gigi?
I think I was a lot more literal about songcraft and the kind of rigid... like, I paid way more attention to form than I might normally. Although that... at least normally back then, in 2005 or 2006. And, lyrically, it's very specific. There's very specific themes that I was thinking about a lot. And, because if you listen to, like, the Back to Mono box set or any of those girl group records, they're just like, it's like a dog chasing its tail lyrically. It's just the same idea over and over and over and over. So, there's that. I tried my best to make it sure everything rhymed pretty well. You know, just like classic pop ideals, you know, that I was thinking about. And also the songs had to be simple enough that we could just learn them kind of on the spot, play them and record them, you know, within a matter of, you know, two or three run-throughs.
I noticed that for the photo session of that you recently did, there were people like Kalen. What was he doing in there?
Oh yeah, there's 40 people on the record.
Right.
Some people I've only met them the one time they were at the studio. So we just needed to fabricate some sort of fake scenario using whoever was around and available at the time. So like my sister's there and Kalen's there and. It's more to paint a picture than
it looks great.
Yeah,
Michelle's a great photographer.
Yeah, totally. It turned out. It was the first time I like rented a space, like a location for a photo shoot.
Wow. Yeah. Where was the?
It was at the Western Front.
Okay.
But like, yeah, we needed like a nice old looking room.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we needed, like, a makeup trailer and things like that. Next time. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
Every day that goes by, I die a little more. Every day you're not near, I'm crying at the door. Now I'd be the first to say this is the way to live by. Again.
Are No Kids going on tour pretty soon?
Yeah, March 20th. We're going for a month to Europe with Mount Europe.
Yep.
And we have a new... The test pressings just arrived, actually. And we just recorded it the second week of January. So it's quick turnaround. It's a 4-song EP, 12-inch, played at 45. Pretty excited about it.
Is that coming out on Tom Lab as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's called Judy at the Grove.
Judy at the Grove?
Yeah.
And when do you think it'll be out?
I think pretty sure April. We're going to have them on tour with us. I kind of made a pact with myself never to go on another tour without something new to promote. Or, you know? So that's that.
And anything else on the go? Any more musicals or Too Bad Catholic things?
There's a Too Bad Catholic show in May. I don't know. I'm playing a solo show at the Vancouver Art Gallery on March 12th with Hello Blue Roses. No Kids are, like, I'm still working on our next album. We have recording time booked from all through the spring and summer.
Is that gonna be at the Hive or local?
Yeah, at the Hive. And yeah, but no musicals aren't. Yeah, there's no weird projects at the moment really that I can think of right now.
And I know the Department of Safety closed recently.
Mm-hmm.
You were down there for the final show. How was that?
I wasn't planning on going until that morning, and I don't know. Phil invited me earlier in the week, but I was feeling, I don't know. I ended up there, and I didn't realize that what that place meant until I was there, and it was the last show, and I played with Phil because he played as the microphones, and the last song ended, and it was just, I don't know, it was kind of sad. That place was pretty special. And Alex and Aaron, two of the dudes that started it back in 2002 or whatever, they were there, you know, and I don't know. It was, I mean, it's good. I mean, that place wasn't meant to last forever. Something else will crop up. It had a good run. But yeah, I was glad to be a part of it for sure.
Been many reviews yet of the album? Have you gotten much?
Yeah, and it's all.
You think people get it?
I think so. I mean, I feel it's one of the like less confusing things that I've done.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. I think, I don't know. Colin a long time ago told me this thing about, he played the first two songs that we recorded for Dan from Destroyer, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but something like, people are either gonna like freak over this or they're gonna like snap it like a pencil, and I feel like that's probably very true, and neither, I mean, I think everything's been pretty positive so far, but it's still really early, and we just do what we do. I mean, hopefully people like it, but it's not really a big whoop if they don't, to me anyway.
But your mom loves it?
My mom loves it a lot. My grandma really loves it. I mean, my whole family, they've heard in, like, versions of this record for about 4 years. So, yeah, that means something to me, you know?
And do they like it more than other stuff that you've done? Like, it's specifically this sound that they really identify with and really like?
I think it's just the simplicity of it. It's very, like, we just did this whole thing for fun. Like, there was no, like, big agenda. It was just kind of like this fun project that we were... that we worked on, and I feel like you can hear that, you know, and it's really nice that so many people got to get together and work on something together, and it's kind of special in that way to me. So I think, you know, my mom or like my grandma, they can sort of hear that, because that's happening as well as the songs, you know.
It feels very ecstatic. Yeah. And happy.
Yeah, totally. Why not?
I know that the website for Tom Lab has said that the vinyl's sold out, but you've told me that it isn't.
I'd be shocked if it was. but
and there was a misprint on the label, on the front cover.
Yeah, there was a bit of a snafu. It's kind of Jan from Tom Lab designed it, and he's German, and he works really quickly. He does a really good job aesthetically, but also he's very fast moving when it comes to laying text into anything. We've had many occasions where like quotation marks would be flipped the wrong way and like apostrophes would be commas, and so I combed through the lyric sheet so carefully, and then the vinyls came back and we kind of realized that someone at the publicist or whatever wrote, being like, did you realize the album title is spelled wrong? Like, there's an extra T. It says Minkton Tom.
Right on the cover.
Right. Yeah. On the cover, on the spine, on the labels. So, I just never thought to, like, and even Colin. Colin's, like, his father's from France. Like, he's French. Colin didn't even catch it. It's a sort of subliminal T if you... But now that I know that it's there, it's the only thing I see. So I don't know if I should be mentioning anything in public, but like it was a mistake. And also, I was proofing the artwork like on Phil's iPhone from a tour bus. So I wasn't looking that closely, but still, I can't. It's like Spinal Tap style absurdity. For sure.
And is that only on the vinyl?
We caught it in time to change the CDs, because it was wrong on the CDs too. Yeah. we were kind of faced with, like, do we actually call it this new word that means nothing? Because, like, for archiving and cataloging for everything, because, like, some websites were already entering it into their databases as Minkton Tom. And, like, the French distribution company, Phone Tom Lab, like, super confused. And, like, the publicists have to, like, whenever a review goes up with the wrong artwork, because the wrong artwork's all over the internet, they have to, like, contact them and get them to switch it out. It's turned into a bit of a fandango. But it's cool. I mean, like, they'll be collector's items maybe in, like, 60 years.
Yeah, when all the represses will have the correct name, so you'll know that you...
Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All I do is pine and pine ever since your eyes met mine. But you looked away, you turned right away from me. I
tell you what. Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of the world.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 computer.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window. Or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Fun times. Thanks for listening to the show. That'll conclude things for Dunkin's Donuts for this week. Stay tuned for Marielle with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Ink Studs, and Marie-Ève with French Connection, and lots of great other programming here on CITR this afternoon. We're going to close things out with the band The Strange Boys. They're from Austin, Texas, and they're opening for Chain and the Gang tomorrow night at the Media Club. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at Dunkin's Donuts, at CITR.ca, and you can see what I played at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week. Bye.
Love can tame the wild. Do you know that? miss you so much. Glory, not the story, roar of star, it's so far. Love can tame the wild, love can tame the wild. Through the years, smile and tears, live as one, will come a son. Love's a thing that loves to sing. Love can tame the wild, love can tame the wild. Do you know the taste? So much glory, not the story, roar of star, it's so far. Love can tame the wild, love can tame the wild. Through the years, smiles and tears, live as one, will come a son. Love's a thing that loves to sing. Love can tame the wild, love can tame the wild.
Won't go away. I don't think I've seen them blink at all. They all know my name. They're waiting for me to fall on my face as I attempt to have my tiny little life. They're waiting in the wings and I don't know why. I'm not sure why. I don't wanna go outside, cause I might have a terrible day and get sent home. I don't wanna go outside, cause I might have a terrible day. to be thin.